February 8th. Psalms 8, 38, 68, 98, 128. Proverbs 8. Old Testament, Judges 11 1 to 12 15. New Testament, John 1 1 to 28. Psalms 8. One Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earths. Who has set your glory above the heavens? Two, from the lips of babes and infants you have established strength. Because of your adversaries, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. 3. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained. 4. What is man, that you think of him? The son of man, that you care for him? 5. For you have made him a little lower than God, and crowned him with glory and honor. 6. You make him ruler over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. 7. All sheep and oxen. Yes, and the animals of the field. 8. The birds of the sky, the fish of the sea, and whatever passes through the paths of the seas. 9. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earths. Psalms 38. 1. Lord, don't rebuke me in your wrath, neither chasten me in your hot displeasure. 2. For your arrows have pierced me, your hand presses hard on me. 3. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation, neither is there any health in my bones because of my sin. 4. For my iniquities have gone over my head as a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. 5. My wounds are loathsome and corrupt because of my foolishness. 6. I am pained and bowed down greatly. I go mourning all day long. 7. For my loins are filled with burning. There is no soundness in my flesh. 8. I am faint and severely bruised. I have groaned by reason of the anguish of my heart. 9. Lord, all my desire is before you. My groaning is not hidden from you. 10. My heart throbs. My strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it also is gone from me. 11. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my plague. My kinsmen stand afar off. 12. They also who seek after my life lay snares. Those who seek my hurt speak mischievous things, and meditate deceits all day long. 13. But I, as a deaf man, don't hear. I am as a mute man who doesn't open his mouth. 14. Yes, I am as a man who doesn't hear, in whose mouth are no reproofs. 15. For in you, Lord, do I hope. You will answer, Lord my God. 16. For I said, don't let them gloat over me, or exalt themselves over me when my foot slips. 17. For I am ready to fall. My pain is continually before me. 18. For I will declare my iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. 19. But my enemies are vigorous and many. Those who hate me without reason are numerous. 20. They who also render evil for good are adversaries to me, because I follow what is good. 21. Don't forsake me, Lord. My God, don't be far from me. 22. Hurry to help me, Lord, my salvation. Psalms 68. 1. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them who hate him also flee before him. 2. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. 3. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice with gladness. 4. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds, to the Lord, his name. Rejoice before him. 5. A father of the fatherless, and a defender of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. 6. God sets the lonely in families. He brings out the prisoners with singing. But the rebellious dwell in a sun-scorched land. 7. God, when you went forth before your people, when you marched through the wilderness. Selah. 8. The earths trembled. The sky also poured down rain at the presence of the God of Sinai, at the presence of God, the God of Israel. 9. You, God, sent a plentiful rain. You confirmed your inheritance when it was weary. 10. Your congregation lived therein. You, God, prepared your goodness for the poor. 11. The Lord announced the word. The ones who proclaim it are a great company. 12. Kings of armies flee. They flee. She who waits at home divides the spoil. 13. While you sleep among the campfires, the wings of a dove sheathed with silver, her feathers with shining gold. 14. When Shaddai scattered kings in her, it snowed on Zalmon. 15. The mountains of Bashan are majestic mountains. The mountains of Bashan are rugged. 16. Why do you look in envy, you rugged mountains? At the mountain where God chooses to reign? Yes, the Lord will dwell there forever. 17. The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. The Lord is among them, from Sinai, into the sanctuary. 18. You have ascended on high. You have led away captives. You have received gifts among men. Yes, among the rebellious also. That the Lord God might dwell there. 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily bears our burdens. Even the God who is our salvation. Selah. 20. God is to us a God of deliverance. To the Lord, belongs escape from death. 21. But God will strike through the head of his enemies. The hairy scalp of such a one as still continues in his guiltiness. 22. The Lord said, I will bring you again from Bashan. I will bring you again from the depths of the sea. 23. That you may crush them, dipping your foot in blood. That the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from your enemies. 24. They have seen your goings, God. Even the goings of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. 25. The singers went before, the minstrels followed after. In the midst of the ladies playing with timbrels. 26. Bless God in the congregations. Even the Lord in the assembly of Israel. 27. There is little Binyamin, their ruler. The princes of Yehudah, their council. The princes of Zebulun, and the princes of Naphtali. 28. Your God has commanded your strength. Strengthen, God, that which you have done for us. 29. Because of your temple at Jerusalem. Kings shall bring presents to you. 30. Rebuke the wild animal of the reeds. The multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the peoples. Being humbled, may it bring bars of silver. Scatter the nations that delight in war. 31. Princes shall come out of Mitzrayim. Cush shall hurry to stretch out her hands to God. 32. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the Eretz. Sing praises to the Lord. Selah. 33. To him who rides on the heaven of heavens, which are of old. Behold, he utters his voice, a mighty voice. 34. Ascribe strength to God. His excellency is over Israel. His strength is in the skies. 35. You are awesome, God, in your sanctuaries. The God of Israel gives strength and power to his people. Praise be to God. Psalms 98. 1. Sing to the Lord a new song. For he has done marvelous things. His right hand, and his holy arm, have worked salvation for him. To the Lord has made known his Yeshua. He has openly shown his righteousness in the sight of the nations. 3. He has remembered his loving kindness. And his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the Eretz have seen the Yeshua of our God. 4. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the Eretz. Burst out and sing for joy, yes, sing praises. 5. Sing praises to the Lord with a harp. With a harp and the voice of melody. 6. With trumpets and sound of the ram's horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. 7. Let the sea roar with its fullness. The world and those who dwell therein. 8. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing for joy together. 9. Let them sing before the Lord. For he comes to judge the Eretz. He will judge the world with righteousness. And the peoples with equity. Psalms 128. 1. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. Who walks in his ways. 2. For you will eat the labor of your hands. You will be happy, and it will be well with you. 3. Your wife will be as a fruitful vine. In the innermost parts of your house. Your children like olive plants, around your table. 4. Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. 5. Of May the Lord bless you out of Zion. And may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. 6. Yes, may you see your children's children. Shalom be upon Israel. Proverbs 8. 1. Doesn't wisdom cry out? Doesn't understanding raise her voice? 2. On the top of high places by the way. Where the paths meet, she stands. 3. Beside the gates, at the entry of the city. At the entry doors, she cries aloud. 4. To you men, I call. I send my voice to the sons of mankind. 5. You simple, understand prudence. You fools, be of an understanding heart. 6. Hear, for I will speak excellent things. The opening of my lips is for right things. 7. For my mouth speaks truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. 8. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing crooked or perverse in them. 9. They are all plain to him who understands. Write to those who find knowledge. 10. Receive my instruction rather than silver. Knowledge rather than choice gold. 11. For wisdom is better than rubies. All the things that may be desired can't be compared to it. 12 I, wisdom, have made prudence my dwelling. Find out knowledge and discretion. 13 The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride, arrogance, the evil way, and the perverse mouth. 14 Counsel and sound knowledge are mine. I have understanding and power. 15 By me kings reign. And princes decree justice. 16 By me princes rule, nobles. And all the righteous rulers of the Eretz. 17 I love those who love me. Those who seek me diligently will find me. 18 With me are riches, honor. Enduring wealth, and prosperity. 19 My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold. My yield than choice silver. 20 I walk in the way of righteousness. In the midst of the paths of justice. 21 That I may give wealth to those who love me. I fill their treasuries. 22 The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his work. Before his deeds of old. 23 I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning. Before the Eretz existed. 24 When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water. 25 Before the mountains were settled in place. Before the hills, I was brought forth. 26 While as yet he had not made the Eretz, nor the fields. Nor the beginning of the dust of the world. 27 When he established the heavens, I was there. When he set a circle on the surface of the deep. 28 When he established the clouds above. When the springs of the deep became strong. 29 When he gave to the sea its boundary. That the waters should not violate his mitzvah. When he marked out the foundations of the Eretz. 30 Then I was the craftsman by his side. I was a delight day by day. Always rejoicing before him. 31 Rejoicing in his whole world. My delight was with the sons of men. 32 Now therefore, my sons, listen to me. For blessed are those who keep my ways. 33 Hear instruction, and be wise, don't refuse it. 34 Blessed is the man who hears me. Watching daily at my gates. Waiting at my doorposts. 35 For whoever finds me, finds life. And will obtain favor from the Lord. 36 But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. Old Testament, Judges 11:1-12:15. 11:1 Now Yiftach the Giladite was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of a prostitute, and Gilad became the father of Yiftach. 2 Gilad's wife bore him sons, and when his wife's sons grew up, they drove out Yiftach, and said to him, You shall not inherit in our father's house, for you are the son of another woman. 3 Then Yiftach fled from his brothers, and lived in the land of Tov, and there were gathered vain fellows to Yiftach, and they went out with him. 4 It happened after a while, that the children of Ammon made war against Yisrael. 5 It was so, that when the children of Ammon made war against Yisrael, the Zakenim of Gilad went to get Yiftach out of the land of Tov. 6 And they said to Yiftach, Come and be our chief, that we may fight with the children of Ammon. 7 Yiftach said to the Zakenim of Gilad, Didn't you hate me, and drive me out of my father's house? And why are you come to me now when you are in distress? 8 The Zakenim of Gilad said to Yiftach, Therefore are we turned again to you now, that you may go with us and fight with the children of Ammon, and you shall be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilad. 9 Yiftach said to the Zakenim of Gilad, If you bring me home again to fight with the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head? 10 The Zakenim of Gilad said to Yiftach, The Lord shall be witness between us, surely according to your word so will we do. 11 Then Yiftach went with the Zakenim of Gilad, and the people made him head and chief over them, and Yiftach spoke all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. 12 Yiftach sent messengers to the king of the children of Ammon, saying, What have you to do with me, that you are come to me to fight against my land? 13 The king of the children of Ammon answered to the messengers of Yiftach, Because Yisrael took away my land, when he came up out of Mitzrayim, from the Arnon even to the Yabbok, and into the Yarden, now therefore restore those lands again peaceably. 14 Yiftach sent messengers again to the king of the children of Ammon. 15 And he said to him, Thus says Yiftach, Yisrael didn't take away the land of Moab, nor the land of the children of Ammon. 16 But when they came up from Mitzrayim, and Yisrael went through the wilderness to the Sea of Suf, and came to Kadesh. 17 Then Yisrael sent messengers to the king of Edom, saying, Please let me pass through your land. But the king of Edom didn't listen. In the same way, he sent to the king of Moab, but he would not, and Yisrael abode in Kadesh. 18 Then they went through the wilderness, and went around the land of Edom, and the land of Moab, and came by the east side of the land of Moab, and they encamped on the other side of the Arnon. But they didn't come within the border of Moab, for the Arnon was the border of Moab. 19 Yisrael sent messengers to Sichon king of the Amori, the king of Heshbon, And Yisrael said to him, Let us pass, we pray you, through your land to my place. 20 But Sichon didn't trust Yisrael to pass through his border, but Sichon gathered all his people together, and encamped in Yahatz, and fought against Yisrael. 21 The Lord, the God of Yisrael, delivered Sichon and all his people into the hand of Yisrael, and they struck them, so Yisrael possessed all the land of the Amori, the inhabitants of that country. 22 They possessed all the border of the Amori, from the Arnon even to the Yabbok, and from the wilderness even to the Yarden. 23 So now the Lord, the God of Yisrael, has dispossessed the Amori from before his people Yisrael, and should you possess them? 24 Won't you possess that which Chemosh your God gives you to possess? So whoever the Lord our God has dispossessed from before us, then will we possess. 25 Now are you anything better than Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Yisrael, or did he ever fight against them? 26 While Yisrael lived in Heshbon and its towns, and in Aroer and its towns, and in all the cities that are along by the side of the Arnon, 300 years, why didn't you recover them within that time? 27 I therefore have not sinned against you, but you do me wrong to war against me, the Lord, the judge, be judged this day between the children of Yisrael and the children of Ammon. 28 However the king of the children of Ammon didn't listen to the words of Yiftach which he sent him. 29 Then the Spirit of the Lord came on Yiftach, and he passed over Gilad and Manasseh, and passed over Mitzpah of Gilad, and from Mitzpah of Gilad he passed over to the children of Ammon. 30 Yiftach vowed a vow to the Lord, and said, If you will indeed deliver the children of Ammon into my hand, 31 Then it shall be, that whatever comes forth from the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in Shalom from the children of Ammon, it shall be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. 32 So Yiftach passed over to the children of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his hand. 33 He struck them from Aroer until you come to Minnit, even 20 cities, and to Abel Karamim, with a very great slaughter. So the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Yisrael. 34 Yiftach came to Mitzpah to his house, and, behold, his daughter came out to meet him with timbrels and with dances, and she was his only child, besides her he had neither son nor daughter. 35 It happened, when he saw her, that he tore his clothes, and said, Alas, my daughter! You have brought me very low, and you are one of those who trouble me, for I have opened my mouth to the Lord, and I can't go back. 36 She said to him, My father, you have opened your mouth to the Lord, do to me according to that which has proceeded out of your mouth, because the Lord has taken vengeance for you on your enemies, even on the children of Ammon. 37 She said to her father, Let this thing be done for me, let me alone 2 months, that I may depart and go down on the mountains, and bewail my virginity, I and my companions. 38 He said, Go. He sent her away for 2 months, and she departed, she and her companions, and mourned her virginity on the mountains. 39 It happened at the end of 2 months, that she returned to her father, who did with her according to his vow which he had vowed, and she was a virgin. It was a custom in Yisrael, 40 that the daughters of Yisrael went yearly to celebrate the daughter of Yiftach the Giladite 4 days in a year. 12 To 1 The men of Ephraim were gathered together, and crossed Zophon, and they said to Yiftach, Why did you pass over to fight against the children of Ammon, and didn't call us to go with you? We will burn your house on you with fire. 2 Yiftach said to them, I and my people were at great strife with the children of Ammon, and when I called you, you didn't save me out of their hand. 3 When I saw that you didn't save me, I put my life in my hand, and passed over against the children of Ammon, and the Lord delivered them into my hand. Why then are you come up to me this day, to fight against me? 4 Then Yiftach gathered together all the men of Gilad, and fought with Ephraim, and the men of Gilad struck Ephraim, because they said, You are fugitives of Ephraim, you Giladi, in the midst of Ephraim, and in the midst of Manasseh. 5 The Giladi took the fords of the Yarden against the Ephraim. It was so, that when, any of, the fugitives of Ephraim said, Let me go over, the men of Gilad said to him, Are you an Ephratite? If he said, No. 6 Then said they to him, Say now Shibboleth, and he said Sibboleth, for he couldn't manage to pronounce it right. Then they laid hold on him, and killed him at the fords of the Yarden. There fell at that time of Ephraim 42,000. 7 Yiftach judged Yisrael 6 years. Then died Yiftach the Giladite, and was buried in, one of, the cities of Gilad. 8 After him Ifson of Beit Lechem judged Yisrael. 9 He had 30 sons, and 30 daughters he sent abroad, and 30 daughters he brought in from abroad for his sons. He judged Yisrael 7 years. 10 Ifson died, and was buried at Beit Lechem. 11 After him Elon the Zebulunite judged Yisrael, and he judged Yisrael 10 years. 12 Elon the Zebulunite died, and was buried in Ilon in the land of Zebulun. 13 After him Avdon the son of Hillel the Piratonite judged Yisrael. 14 He had 40 sons and 30 sons' sons, who rode on 70 donkey colts, and he judged Israel 8 years. 15 Abdon the son of Hillel the Pirathonite died, and was buried in Pirathon in the land of Ephraim, in the hill country of the Amalekites. New Testament, John 1:1-28. 1:1 In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. 2 The same was in the beginning with God. 3 All things were made through him. Without him was not anything made that has been made. 4 In him was life, and the life was the light of men. 5 The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness hasn't overcome it. 6 There came a man, sent from God, whose name was Yochanan. 7 The same came as a witness, that he might testify about the light, that all might believe through him. 8 He was not the light, but was sent that he might testify about the light. 9 The true light that enlightens everyone was coming into the world. 10 He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world didn't recognize him. 11 He came to his own, and those who were his own didn't receive him. 12 But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become God's children, to those who believe in his name. 13 Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. 14 The Word became flesh, and lived among us. We saw his glory, such glory as of the one and only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. 15 Yochanan testified about him. He cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me has surpassed me, for he was before me. 16 From his fullness we all received grace upon grace. 17 For the law was given through Moshe. Grace and truth came through Yeshua the Messiah. 18 No one has seen God at any time. The one and only Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. 19 This is Yochanan's testimony, when the Yehudim sent Kohanim and Levites from Yerushalayim to ask him, Who are you? 20 He confessed, and didn't deny, but he confessed, I am not the Messiah. 21 They asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? He answered, No. 22 They said therefore to him, Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? 23 He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, as Yeshayahu the prophet said. 24 The ones who had been sent were from the Perushim. 25 They asked him, Why then do you immerse, if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? 26 Yochanan answered them, I immerse in water, but among you stands one whom you don't know. 27 He is the one who comes after me, who has come to be before me, whose sandal strap I'm not worthy to untie. 28 These things were done in Beit and Yah beyond the Jordan, where Yochanan was immersing.